27 other states, I think, out there have independent practice for nurse practitioners. That could be a savings, a cost savings for healthcare if that cost is, you know, reduced back to the consumer. And that's what you kind of have to look at, is where all the inflation is in healthcare, and some of those collaborative agreements are where some of the inflation is. I don't want somebody coming straight out of school to have independent practice, but after they've been in good standing for a few years, then I don't see why we still have to, you know, sign the charts and pay the doctors the $5,000 a month to, you know, to do this when other states are having, you know, good outcomes with the different models that we have. But we have change is hard in Mississippi. And unfortunately, we have more than enough sick people to go around to the nurse practitioners and the doctors. And, you know, when you call up your family physician and they tell you you can have an appointment in 3 weeks, but you can call a nurse practitioner and get in the same day, where are you going to go?